Welcome.
Log Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio with the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads. I am VJ Smith, the president and founder, and my co-host is no other than that brother, Mr. Gil Baggy. Gil, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well today, VJ. I want to greet everybody and say, hey, I'm glad y'all were able to join us this week, and I hope we got a very exciting topic, and I can't wait to get started.
Well, you know what? It's going to be great, too, because we're talking about, are you a leader or are you a follower? We're looking for some leaders out there to call in and tell us your thoughts about that, because, you know, leadership is important today. Gil, why is it so important today?
Well, leadership is important today because, like, we got all these kids that are totally confused as to what direction they should go. You know, we got all these conflicting ideas. We got these rap stars. We got these lyrical stars. And all of them are promoting their own self-interests. And they are putting stuff out there that these kids are taking as a part of leadership. But that's not leadership. That's what you call entertainment. And that's what you call profiteering.
You know, did you say profiteering?
Profiteering.
Now, what's proper? What is profiteering, my brother?
Profiteering is putting on a fake in order to lay up here and get paid.
Now,
you're laying up here, you're just putting out some stuff that you don't promote yourself, you don't give to your children. You're just putting it out there because it's commercial and people are buying it.
Profiteering. Now, you know, that's something like what, people like the Happy Meal. Is that profiteering?
Profiteering is the
That's
Happy Meal.
Because the Happy Meal, you don't care nothing about the McNugget. You don't care nothing about that little burger. You want that box with that toy in it. That's all you want. And I think leaders know when they're getting what they want and when they're not getting what they want. And also, you know, leaders have to look at what are they doing to be leaders, you know. The truth is that leadership is something that you have to earn. It's just not given to you. You know, you have to earn leadership. I don't care if you're rich and your family puts you in a position to be a leader. You have to really earn leadership. It's something you really have to earn. I got some callers on the phone. Thank you for calling Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio. Today is Tuesday, and, you know, we have our support group tonight at 5 o'clock at 3023 4th Avenue South. Boy, we're going to have a ball. You better come and get some of that good food. Mom and them know how to put it down. I'm going to go right to a caller. Your last number is 8339. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing real good.
Hey, good. Good. We're talking about leaders. And, yeah, how you doing, Todd? Let's give me your thoughts and comments about leadership.
My thoughts and comments about leadership, you know, well, you get a flock of people that wants to, you know, you're doing very good. You're a positive role model into people's life, and when people see that and you reflect on people like that, they want to be a leader as well.
What? How can you tell a bad leader? How do you know a bad leader when you see one?
When their core is not doing what they need to do. They're just out there saying one thing, and then all of a sudden they're doing another thing the next day.
Have you ever had a situation where your leadership was bad? Give me an example of something that happened in your life where you're just under bad leadership.
A lot of stuff. I can't think of one right now, but, you know, there's a lot of them that's out there. Probably one, I can say, peer pressure. I was because I always grew up as a follower. I was always following people that wasn't a good leader in my life, and that reflected on bad choices that I did throughout my life.
You know, and that's a critical problem. So many people are trying to be leaders, but they don't know how to lead. They don't even know how to lead, and all they know, they're leading off of bad information. So therefore, you had people trying to pour that bad information into you.
Right.
And I'm glad that you got out of it. When you found out you had bad leadership, you moved it around, didn't you?
Yes. I surely did.
Hey, and I'm proud of you, sir. You keep doing that. I'll be right back with you. We're going to go to another caller, and you hold that thought, and we'll be right back with you. That young man right there is very sincere about what he's doing and what he wants in his life, and we're proud of him. And see, that's the whole thing. People are given bad information, and they have to go with that, but we don't want that. What we want people to do is to understand that they don't have to do that. They can go with good information and make good decisions in their life. I'm going to go right to another caller that's been holding for about been holding for about 3 minutes. So, caller, with your last number, 7860, you're on Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and we want to thank you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, being on Blog Talk Radio is real exciting. We just went on Facebook and let everybody know we're on Blog Talk Radio to call in and give us their thoughts. Leadership, your thoughts about it. We've been talking, just talked to a young man that said that he followed bad leadership and started getting high, using drugs, and a lot of negative things. Give me your comments.
Okay, well, that's true. That goes back to say that all leaders are not good leaders. You have your good and you have your bad. Some leaders are born, but most leaders are trained. And they have to want to be a leader for the right reasons. And most leaders need to learn how to follow. They're able to follow because there's always someone on an upper level than you are. So you have to, it's like a chain of command. There's always somebody that's a little bit higher. So in order to lead, you must be able to follow.
Yeah.
Now, you know, let me ask you something. As a woman, you've had examples, you have opportunities. What are some of the main struggles that women have in terms of leadership in our community?
I think because that they're women, people have a tendency to feel because of their biological structure that they are not capable. They have a tendency to believe that women are too emotional. However, it's been proven that women, in some cases, make better leaders than men because they are able to separate that emotions and just look at the facts, the bare facts, and are able to get the job done because they're used to living with that pressure, that day-to-day pressure. Most women, especially professional women, they go to work, come home, they run their household. So they're doing two jobs all the time. Then they have to deal with their children and the other issues that come with their children. If they're married, they have to deal with the issues in their relationships. So they're constantly in that leadership role. They're constantly dealing with stress. They're constantly having to make those snap decisions. And a lot of things rely on decisions that they make.
Wait a minute, ma'am. Gil, did you hear what she said? She said that women are better leaders. Did you say that?
I said
I'm just trying to make sure. You think they make better? What do you think about that, Gil?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, I think that's an opinion, and she got a right to that opinion. But I think that it's been historically proven that that women are in the position of becoming leaders, but they reach a certain stage where they're no longer leaders. They are mothers, and they try to mother a nation instead of lead a nation. So what I would counter with that is that women do deserve the positions of leaders, and that leaders, like you said, are born. Leaders are not born. Leaders are made, and they are cultivated. Like God cultivated David. You know what I'm saying? Through him, through him going up through being a shepherd boy, and then he came up, you know what I'm saying, and he took on the challenge of Goliath. Then he gave him stewardship up under Saul, and then he gave him, you know what I'm saying, his own kingdom. So
Can I stop you for a minute right there? I understand what you're saying, but are you aware of the rise of black-owned business, of black women, not necessarily, well, black women and any woman? Businesses are ran by them. Women are at the head of more corporations now than they were being in the past. They own their own businesses. So there's a rise in that. So what you're telling me that these women that, and they are mothers, a lot of them are mothers. So what you're telling me is, are you saying that because these women are mothers, they're incapable, that they can't do the business?
No, that's
there's
not what I said.
There's one woman in particular. Wait, one, let me give an example. There's one woman in particular, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she was in Washington, D.C. She, poverty level, she started out just herself, and she started a cleaning service. Today, that cleaning service is a multi-million dollar business. She's doing good.
Wow. Wow. Well, let me say this. I was just seeing if I could get you to, you know, kind of get riled up, and I did, and I'm glad you did, because women are really dynamic, and like Gil said, they already run this world. You know that. But the fact is that Gil made a point. He said that at some point they begin to mother the nation, because there are nobody can mother like a woman. But I'm gonna come back to you. Don't you go nowhere, because that's
can
gonna,
I say
me and Gil. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to make it understand. I mean, women are discounted too much. I think that's one of the biggest problems. And, I mean, there's a song that go back way back when. I don't even think you guys could remember it. I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. We've only just begun. This is a new beginning for women.
Wow, hold on. We're going to come back to you, ma'am, and we're going to talk more about the women, because you got a lot to offer. We'll be right back with, and so you just hold on, you stick and stay. You know, let me just, Gil, what do you think about that? I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. In other words, what she's saying to you, we might mother the nation, but it's going to be a bad mother when we get through.
Oh, yeah, I understand, but, you know, I think she kind of, like, misunderstood what I was trying to say.
Okay.
When I said that, you know, women make good leaders and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And women do make good leaders, you know what I'm saying? But in an appropriated setting, you know?
In an appropriated setting.
In appropriate.
Well, you're going to really rile up this station.
Let it rile it up. That's what I'm here for.
We're going to rile it up.
She said a business. She kept it in the business cycle, you know what I'm saying? And in the business sector, women are very effective in business sector.
Uh-huh. Well, we're getting ready. We're going to take another caller here. Well, I don't know what you done did, but you done did something. 9156. That's your last four numbers. Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. Gil Baggett has riled up the females. I hope this is a man calling. Is this 9156?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, help that brother out. Help. Hey, can you help this brother out? Because this brother done said some stuff and got the women riled up. Now, I'm going to have to go back to a woman caller. But, brother, can you help Gil out?
Okay. Can y'all hear me? Am I fuzzy?
No, you're
not
fuzzy,
sir.
Okay. My opinion on that is, you know, for a long time I was a leader, but I was a leader of negativity. So that's it's easier to be a leader of negativity than it is to be a positivity, because it's a whole another lifestyle. But I also believe that in order to like one of the callers says, some are born leaders and some are made into leaders. I believe that. You know, if you're not born with it, then you have to follow somebody, a leader that's doing positive things and that's a powerful person, powerful personality. You have to follow that person and learn and soak up, you know, what that person does, and that makes you a strong leader. And one day you might supersede that leader just off the knowledge that you receive from that person.
Wow, that's you know, and that's true. I really feel this, that God wants us all to be leaders, sir. I believe that God has already anointed and appointed you to be a specific kind of leader. And sometimes you just have to get around the right people to, like you said, nurture that, mold that, and shape you to be who you're supposed to be. We believe that we're going to see you up and coming as a real true leader someday, and you continue to do what you have to do. You hold on, and we're going to come back to you. Thanks for your comments, though, sir.
But before we go any further, Vijay,
yeah.
can we get some people to focus on when is it time for a follower to step up into the leadership position?
Okay.
Am I still on?
You're still on, so answer that question.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. All right, you know how they say, never outshine the master? Okay, I feel like When you make that decision, when it becomes your time to be a leader, the person that you follow that is a leader, if they give you that okay, you are ready now. You go ahead and you show the world and you lead, you know, your peers, and you lead in whatever you're doing. you know, it's so I think you need that blessing so you don't just, you know, the leader that's teaching you has to realize that, okay, this person has got all they can from me and that it's your turn now, you know. So it's kind of a two-part thing because, you know, you could be following somebody and then be like, ah, okay, I know everything now. Now I'm going to go ahead and do what I do. And you might not have the necessary tools to do that. So it's kind of a two-part. It's the leader saying, okay, I believe in you now. And then the second part is, okay, yeah, I believe in myself now to where I can go ahead and do that. So that's a real good question because it starts with you, but you also want that blessing from other powerful leaders to be able to tell you, yes, you have what it takes now, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and lead, be a leader and make a difference.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man. We're going to get right back to you. You're listening to Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio with your co-host. I'm VJ Smith, and I'm with my man,
Gil Baggett.
That's right. Gil Baggett, man, the Baggett from down there in Mississippi, right, Gil?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. What we're going to do is next week we're going to get Mississippi callers. They're going to call in from Mississippi, Gil.
Okay.
We're going to hear from Mississippi. Right now I'm going to the 8339 number. Been on hold for about 10 minutes. Thanks for holding. How you doing?
Doing good.
Okay. And what you know, we've been talking about, listen to this. I want to read something to you. Tell me your thoughts. Believers often misunderstand the true nature of leadership. Somewhere along the way, countless Christians became convinced that they were going to follow Christ. They must become sheepish, quiet, and withdrawn. The problem is that they have confused meekness with weakness. As Christians, we recognize our weaknesses, but that is when God's strength is perfected in us. In 2 Corinthians, what God desires is that we display a broken boldness. A follower of God should be a leader of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at what point, you know, that's the Christian aspect, and that's good, and that's great,
mm-hmm.
you know, but at what point do you think it's important and absolutely necessary for a leader or a follower to begin to lead?
Well, I believe when a leader, well, I'll say on a follower. A follower should be ready to lead when they feel in their spirit that they're ready to lead, because being a leader, that's a very, very positive role in your life. That's a very, very, that's a huge step. So to lead, you have to lead just like when Jesus had his 10 disciples, I mean his 12 disciples, and when he was leading them out and they were following him, and then when he left that Holy Spirit, meaning that that Holy Spirit with them. So when they became, when Jesus left, when they had the Holy Spirit, that's when they realized that was the time for them to be leaders in their life. So that's what I think, that's what I got from that message that you just said.
Wow, well that's great, man. I really appreciate what you had to say, because you know, you trying to preach a little bit, brother. Are you a young preacher?
Well, I go to church and I listen to the word. I stay meditated in the word, so I learned a lot. So that was very, very powerful to what you said.
Well, thank you, sir, because you got me meditating and all that stuff too, my brother. So we're going to come back to you. I want to thank my man for calling in. Boy, was that good?
That was good.
And you know, we got another caller here been holding. Last numbers are 6139. 6139, it's a 763 number. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. See, now everybody that calls in, don't want to talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just want to listen. They want to listen.
And I'm glad you're listening. Thank you for listening. Matter of fact, tell others, somebody call somebody else and tell somebody else to call in. Now, that person with a 6139 number did not want to talk, but there's a person with a 5270 number, and I think you're in trouble, Gil. I think you're in trouble. I bet you this is a female, and you're about to get chewed up because she's been listening. This is Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? 5270? Are you there? Are you there? You're not mad at Gil, are you? You could be mad at Gil. Don't be mad at me, because that was Gil that said that about you women. I'm just going to tell you. 75270, that number on 5270, I tell you what, I'm going to go to another caller because you did not answer. I'm going to go back to, oh, here you go. Here goes the Tiger in the Tank at the 7860 number. You're about to hear from the Tiger in the Tank. How you doing, caller?
Hi. How are you?
Uh-oh.
Are we back?
Uh-oh. Gil?
Hello?
Yep. Gil. It was Gil. It was Gil that said it.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead and hit him up.
Okay. Now, you went to the Bible, and we're going to use a little bit of that to cover this whole thing, because he got me riled. Some of your greatest leaders are in the Bible, and a lot of those leaders were women. Okay? Who was that interceded before the king? She put her life on the line because she wasn't supposed to go before him unless she was called. And by her putting herself on the line, she saved everybody.
Uh-huh.
Look at the support that women in the Bible have given. See, a lot of times, in
support.
Order to be a great
that's
leader,
a,
you must
proof.
Be a
that's
follower.
That's
you
word.
See? Oh. Yeah. But,
okay.
A lot of times, in order to be a great leader, you must be a follower, because others will follow you, and by following you, you are leading them. Leadership comes in a lot of forms. You don't have to be out in front. You can be the support.
Okay,
first of all, you have to know what the qualities of a good leader are.
So can Gil respond to you now?
I got one more thing to say to Gil, because I got a bone to pick with him.
Okay, we're ready for you.
You keep seeming to think that women are incapable. That's the impression I'm getting, the pressure that I'm getting. Not to say that you're saying that, but that's the impression that I'm getting for you. But you have to understand, women have been leaders since the beginning of time. We've always been there. Men have been in the forefront, but women have been there behind that man to keep him held up, to run the household, to raise his children, to keep the bills in order, to make sure that things were done, so that he could go out there and do what he needed to do. And there were a lot of instances when there wasn't a man there that women have had to do that. When you said that women are not capable of being leaders, you're right. Leaders
Ooh.
Don't have to be in the outside in the business world, but women lead. Mothers,
Ooh.
Grandmothers, great-grandmothers, sisters, you name it, we do it. There is not a position that a woman is not capable of fulfilling. The only thing that a woman cannot do is father, and that's where you men come into the role. But don't count us out, because if it wasn't for the woman, there would not be the man. He would not be able to fill his role and his destiny in society. So before you count us all out, think about it. Okay,
All right, caller. I was not counting women out. I did not say that. I said that in their proper perspective, in their proper positioning, as God has set forth the structure, I said that women are very capable of being leaders. You know? So, you know, there's a lot of women out there, you know what I'm saying, that has taken upon leadership positions and stuff, you know? And I applaud them for that, you know? But what I said was that in certain cases of nations, that women have a tendency of becoming mothers.
Well, let me just share this with you. Blog Talk Radio is going off the chain. We got six callers in, and they're waiting on hold. I'm going to come back to you. Thank you very much, man, for your contribution. Don't you go nowhere. Boy, you're on fire. Take some water. Take a little water. Pour it on your head. Put some steam out on you, okay? Put some steam out. You're steaming. We're going to come back to on Blog Talk Radio. We got folks that's been on hold, and I'm going to go right to a caller that just called in on this. Her number is, or his number is 0816. Mad Dads, Blog Talk Radio Live, how you doing? Your phone number is 0816. Are you just listening in? Well, we're going to let you keep listening, because what we're talking about is leaders. Leaders and followers, and are you a leader or are you a follower, and what does it take And when is the time to stop leading and start following? So we're going to go to a caller that's been on hold for about 8 minutes. That caller's number is 9156. 9156, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. So what I wanted to say was, you had asked a gentleman, how do you know when you have a bad leader? Basically, if that person that calls themselves leading is out for self or you know, giving bad advice, and he's not actually leading the people that's following him into a positive direction. You know, when they make it all about theirself and not really including the people that are following him. And so those people that are following them are also going to do the same thing that he's doing because they look up to that person. So that's my opinion on how you spot a bad leader.
Now, are you a father?
Yes, sir.
Now, the law of legacy states true success is measured by succession. A legacy that does not include people has no internal value. That is why leadership is critical, and you must make it your aim to practice transformational leadership where people's lives are changed from the inside out. That kind of leadership is based on character, conviction, Christian likeness. In other words, transformational leadership follows a pattern laid down in the scripture. But also, you cannot be a good leader if you don't leave a legacy. What kind of legacy are you leaving for your kids, sir?
Right. That makes sense. As being a father, you have to lead by example. You know, I hear that a lot. You can't smoke and drink and then turn around and tell your children that, you know, that's bad when you know, you're sitting there and you got your brewski in your hand and, you know, you got your blunt in the other hand and, you know, you coughing at the same time by telling them, you ain't about to be out here doing this and doing that, or, you know, you still chasing after women and, you know, you got a son that's going to be like, okay, well, you know, if my dad does it, then I'll do it too. You know what I'm saying? And then he's going to lead his children into this. It's going to keep going, a cycle and a cycle and a cycle.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. You just heard from that young man talking about the cycle. Gil Beggett, you know, Gil, you have stirred up all our female listeners, man, and they done got biblical on you. They have went to the women's rights on you. I think somebody done called the NAACP on you. I think the Urban League is probably on its way down to our office because of what you've done. How do you feel about what you've done so far today on this show, Mr. Baggett?
I feel great.
You feel
great.
Okay.
You know, because it stirs up, and, you know, and I always like to lay a pin, and, you know, you always got to have a two-sided sword when you lay a pin. You get off into verbal conversations with people. You can't be the good guy all the time. You've got to be a bad guy in order to lay up here and stimulate the verbal fight. So I think that my part in the show is to bring out some controversial issues, to bring out some controversial opinions, so that we can lay up here and stir up them so they can come out. Because, you know, women, they have their best performances when they're upset.
Wow, did you hear that? Ladies, did you hear that? I need somebody to talk to Gil because, you know, I just can't. I'm going to go right to the caller. Your last four numbers are 6139. You're calling from a 763 area code. How you doing? And welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Okay, you want to listen. You keep listening in because we're getting ready to go right to the 5270 number and find out who we got. 5270, how you doing? 5270, is that your number? You're live on Blog Talk Radio. You know, our support group meets tonight at 3023 4th Avenue. That's where we're going to meet. And call us when you hear me call your last four numbers. I don't want to give your whole number out, but when you hear me call your last four numbers, all you got to do is say something, and You know, because when I click your phone, your time starts over again. I don't want that to happen. But if you want to meet with us, our support group is Tuesday at 3023 4th Avenue South. I'm talking about it's not just a support group. What do you call that group? What do you call it?
We call it an empowerment group.
It's an empowerment group.
An empowerment group of a multitude of people who just sit down with common needs, common goals, common requests, and they all sit together and they just try to talk about and resolve the various issues, listen to the different resources that are available to the community, and just have a great time. You know, it's a community.
And that's what we do in the empowerment group. I'm going right through the caller at 8339. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing good. But well, what Gil was saying about the women, and when we had one of the callers earlier, some of her comments that she said about the biblical and the biblical stuff about the women, it is true because we do have a lot of leaders that are women that in the Bible, speaking as Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was a leader because she was one of the leaders when she found Jesus in the tomb, saying that. So she went to the disciples and told them about Jesus. So she was doing a leader role, which she was doing. So I'm going to stay on that piece. But besides, we do have man leaders that's in the Bible as well. Not get me wrong.
Yeah, because what you're saying, I think what you're kind of doing, sir, is you're riding the fence. Because you don't know if your woman might be listening. So you don't want to hurt no woman. You know, you don't want to hurt the feelings of the females. And so what you're saying, though, Gil, I'm proud of you, man. You went out there and went out on a limb, but I can't go full limb with you, baby, because I got to really deal with some of these females that are, you know, listening, calling in. So I'm going to support you. I hear you, Gil, but I'm supporting the female. Man, you're smooth. I like that in you, man. You keep up. You just keep listening. We're going to go back to you. Blog Talk Radio, man, this is how we do it. Remember, every Tuesday, we got some great events coming up, too. And I want y'all to know that in the month of July, there's going to be Freedom Works on 36th and Penn on the 23rd. That's going to be off the chain. These are brothers coming out of jail, doing the right thing, being leaders. There's going to be the Clean Sweep at Stewart Park over there. We're going to be over there on the 23rd. And then Marvin Sapp is on the 23rd. Marvin Sapp will be here, ladies and gentlemen. And I think a couple of us will be there providing security for that. And then the Marvin Sapp after party is going to be at Louisiana Fried Chicken, I think something like that. Mad Dads will be there. We've got, you know, we had a great time at Rondo Days and the Black Music Awards. Man, off the chain. The Senior Pride Day is coming up in August the 17th. You want to make sure you make it to that. And then U-Man is going to be an event on August the 20th. Along with the Festival of Fathers on August the 13th, and the Family Festival Day with the Urban League is August the 27th. We are going to have a jam-packed month, couple of months, Gil. You got that?
I got it.
So, you know, you're going to be sweating a lot, man, so just get used to it because we're going to be sweating. We're going to barbecue. We're going to do it all. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to go back to the 7860 number. You've been on hold for about 9 minutes. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing good. Hey, Gil, I got something to tell you. Are you listening?
Who you want to tell? Gil or me?
Gil.
Huh?
You listening?
Okay. Gil, behind, you know what? Are you a friend of Gil?
There's a woman. Behind every great man, there's a woman telling him exactly what to do, and then after that, she's telling him what he better not do again.
Ooh. Gil, wait a minute. Hold up, man.
You got so many single women.
Ooh.
Okay, and on a serious note,
we're not talking about that. We ain't talking about that.
Okay.
We're talking
okay.
about
on
the
a serious
time
note.
To be a
okay,
I know
on
that.
A serious
I
note, Gil. On a
I know
serious,
you serious.
Note, yeah.
Okay.
But on a serious note, one of the things about it is, as far as women in leadership roles, society has taught them to be docile, meek, and to stay at home. But times have changed. Women are learning and being more confident to step out on their own and establish themselves in leadership roles. They're going back to school at a later age to further their education in order to do these things. They're opening up businesses, you know, later in life. They're just not staying home anymore. Yeah, they stay home, they mother, they raise their families, and then after they do that, they step out. Even the young women today are stepping up and stepping out to gain that knowledge, to do something, to make themselves known and seen. So women are stepping up into the leadership role, but I can respect what you say, you know, but we are, you know, beginning to step out on our own. And a lot of times, as far as the leadership role is meant, when it's knowing when it's time to step down. Sometimes your leaders don't know when it's time to step down. But I feel like everyone has an inside voice. They know that tells them what they should do. And if they listen to that inside voice, they'll know what to do. And sometimes leaders are not meant to step down. Sometimes these upcoming leaders need to break off. So it's a matter of that individual deciding what's best for them and what they're trying to accomplish. But you can't just run over the leaders that are already established and paved the way for you.
All right. I understand what you're saying, but let's take a different approach to this subject, all right? Let's just go back to the relationship between Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad.
Okay.
Now, Malcolm was a follower, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, Malcolm was also the spiritual leader and imam of the Temple 7 in New York, right?
Right.
But he was also a follower of the Elijah Muhammad. But at one time in his life, he took the position that he no longer could lay up here and follow the leadership and the guidance of Elijah Muhammad. So he stepped out of being a follower and he became a leader, right? So what I'm trying to say, I'm just trying to use that narrative just so people can lay up here and just broaden their perspective when in the topic that we're talking about. This is not about men and about women. This is about leadership. We're talking about when does a follower decide that he's no longer going to be a follower, even though he still accepts and he still agrees to the visionary projection of his ex-leader, that he just decides that, hey, maybe it's time for me to step up in the line because the leader has made, because, like, you know, that long situation. You know what I'm saying? The Jesse Jackson situation. You know, when does it take when a leader has reneged on his ethics? He's laid up here and he's slacked up on his enthusiasm, or he has misinformed his congregation.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's take that. Okay, Gil, I got you. Let's take that example of what you used. That goes back to say what I said about listening to your inner voice. He listened to his inner voice, and he knew that it was time for him to leave. But yet on the same hand, he was under Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad there were guidelines that he had to follow, that he needed to follow as a follower of Elijah Muhammad. When he felt that he had outgrown that and he could no longer abide by those laws and guidelines, it was time for him to leave, because you can't follow and cause and go against what you're told you're being asked to do. You know, so I have a system set up over here one way, and this is how we do it. You come in and you join and you follow, and you see some things that disappoint you. You go to that person and you talk about them. And if you can't work it out to a mutual understanding, then it is time to go come to a parting of ways. But yet and still, on the other hand, if you step out there and fall on your face, then there's no one that you have to blame but yourself. Part of that is knowing when it's time. You have to know if you're qualified. Just because you disagree and if you feel that you can do it doesn't make you qualified. And when you step out there and you're trying to lead people, you're being held accountable. It's just like in the church. The pastor is held accountable for what he's teaching his flock.
Well, girl, you let me just share something with you. You really know how to put that thing down. You know, I see that the steam, that pot of water we poured on your head did not help one bit at all. You still got steam. You know, let me tell you something. I just had to wipe all the sweat off of Gil's head. You had him sweating, baby. You had him, the boy, sweating. He's upset. He don't know what to do. But that's why he had to get off the subject. He had to get off the subject because you whooped him. Stop spanking Gil. Don't you ever call this show and spank Gil. He's my co-host. I love him dearly. Hey, we're gonna get right back. Huh? What'd you say? we're gonna get right back with that. Gil, you changed the subject, man.
I try to get back to the subject. The subject has never been men and women. The subject has been leadership.
Well, you started it.
I did not start it. I stayed with it.
You said women can't lead.
No, I did not. I never say women could not.
What'd you say?
I said that women lead often to their own.
They lead, and then they lead
and
like
I said,
mothers.
I said, but then what? The problem is, women start mothering the nation.
Uh huh. So we're gonna leave that alone, because I don't want Gil to get another spanking. He ain't got spanked yet. I'm going to go to a caller. We got a caller. 5270. We're talking about leaders and leadership. Your last four numbers, 5270. How you doing? 5270. You're on hold. And you will be back on hold. Because we're going to Blog Talk Radio. This is how we do it, y'all. We have a great time. We love it. And we really feel it's important. We're going to go to a caller on the 4632 number. 4632, you're on Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
How you doing, man? I'm just sitting back and listening and everything everybody got to say. You know, a lot of different opinions are going around. I feel like, you know, I ain't going to get into the Bible scriptures and none of that because, you know, I am a leader in training right now, so... You know, and I am leader of a youth group, but I'm just new to it. So there's a lot of things and a lot of powerful people I need to surround myself around to get knowledge from them, you know. So I don't consider myself a leader that's ready to go ahead and start leading other people because I want to make sure that I'm capable and I'm ready to go ahead and make those decisions and. You know, it's a lot of things that I had to stop doing in order to tell these young people not to do that and the effects of it. So that's
powerful. And what I want to say to you is, could you leave a message? I mean, the message I want to leave is that so many people try to lead and lead on negative stuff, such as drugs. Such as gang banging, such as gangster music, such as, you know, using and abusing women. What message could you give to the young people?
Well, my message is don't take advice from somebody as if you're in a meeting with them and they're standing up talking and you know, they're telling you not to do such and such and such. But when that meeting is over, you know, maybe you might catch back up with them during the week or after the group and, you know, they're on their way to the bar or, you know, they rolling up a blunt, you know, they're doing all these different things, then that's not a positive leader because that's gonna make the youth say, okay, well, if this person is supposed to be our leader, but he's still doing this stuff, then we can do it too and still be leaders, which is wrong. That's all the way wrong. So you have to practice what you preach. And me, myself, is in my learning process, I have to learn to do that, practice what I preach. So that's the things that I'm dealing with right now, and I'm actually doing pretty good at that so that when I get in front of these kids and I start talking, you know, I can actually be real with them, you know what I'm saying? And when I leave that meeting, you won't catch me at the bar. You won't catch me at the weed house. You won't catch me out here doing all this crazy stuff, sleeping around, you know, things like that, holding no pistols, none of that, you know. So that's my message to them that, you know, watch who you watch who your leader is and actually see if they do if they doing what they saying they doing.
And you listen to the Blog Talk Radio, and that was a young man talking about exactly about the things we need to talk about. We're going to get back to you, sir. I appreciate that. What you said really is going to touch some other lives. You can always go back to this episode and listen to this. I want to talk to Mr. Baggett. You heard this gentleman just talk about how he can – he's learning to lead. He's learning to lead from his mistakes, too. Some of the mistakes he's probably made in the past, he's learning to lead from all that. And I think it was important. Now, he's got a chance that me and you really didn't have, which is to enjoy this good life a lot longer than me and you. You know, I mean, we're older, and we got our lives in order at a later age, you know. And so he's got an opportunity to do some great things. Not that we don't have that opportunity, but, you know, we're already in our 50s. And so we don't jump as fast or jump as high. And he has some opportunity to even do some greater things. You know what I mean? At being a younger age, it gives me more opportunities to go back to college and do a lot of different things and lead people for a longer period of time. Me and myself and Gil, we know that, you know, we're not saying that we're so old that we can't do anything, but it's just at a certain age, you have to pace yourself differently. You know what I mean? You can't go at certain rates. I mean, when I was younger, man, I could do so many things and stay up till 3, 4 in the morning and still get up at 6. You know, it didn't mean nothing. I could just go like that. I need 8 hours now. I need complete rest. My body's different now. I'm different. And so for you to be aware of that at a younger age is a really great thing. Your thoughts on that, Gil?
Well, I think this young gentleman brought up three good points. And one of the points he brought up was false intentions. You know, when he said that he came to the realization that he could no longer put things out there to people and not be held accountable for what the things that he had put out. And I thought that was a very, very mature thing to say. And then he said about that two-tone identity thing, about saying something and then doing something different, contrary to what you say. How he said that he acts like in one way in front of his children, and then he acts another way out in public. So his children are having dual conflicting understanding as to who he is as a person. And then he said that about living outside your vision. He said now that he had came into the awareness that he needed proper tutorage in order for him to become an effective leader and an effective father and a community representative. And I think all those things are signs of maturing. I think all those are visual signs of him not only just saying that he wants to be a leader, but he's surrounding himself with powerful men, with men of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he can lay up here and he can feed on. So they can lay up here and teach him how to be the leader that he wants to become. And the way that he's talked, he already has the innovative ideas and the creativity to lay up here and do things far greater than his father could do. And as far as about that, in our 50s, Jesus didn't use Moses till Moses was 80, so I take offense on you saying that I'm in my 50s.
Well,
we don't jump as high no more, run as fast no more. You know what I'm saying? We do like Damon say, you know, we work smarter.
Who works smarter?
We work smarter.
Not so hard.
Not so hard.
We gonna, you know, Moses is in us though, baby.
Moses is in us, amen.
He's definitely in us. So we're gonna go back to our caller to 8339 number. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank you for this lively conversation about leaders and followers. 8339, how you doing? Are you there, caller? Your number is 8339. Yeah, I know you said, I don't know what my number is. I'm just calling.
I don't call myself.
I don't call. We're going to go back to our 7860 number. Our female friend, we just love her. We're going to wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I give. I won't do it no more.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, he said he give.
I just want to quote a wise man, and then I'm going to give the phone to a colleague. But this wise man just said, everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject or your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Pluto or Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve, and you don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics and physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love, and that's what leadership is about, the willingness and the ability to serve. So after that, I'm going to give you to a colleague. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. Leadership to me comes from birth. It got to be installed in a child from their parents, and then so on in school from their teachers, and then in high school and college, and the community will have to build this into that person. It just doesn't take, you just couldn't get it from just one person. You'll have to get it from your family, your friends, your colleagues, your teachers, and everyone to become a leader. That's what leaders mean to me. And as far as being a follower, being a follower is not a bad thing. You know, you can follow to a certain point so you can know how to do what your God-given talent is. And once you have that, then you can move on to being a leader. Because you have some leaders, like some leaders of gangs. You know, I don't want to say any names, but they'll get funding, they'll get out of jail, and they'll change their life, and they'll get funding where they done got $1 million, and they didn't do everything that they said that they was going to do. So some leaders top for material gain. So like with Mad Dads, VJ, he's a good leader. That's
well,
all
thank
I have
you,
to
man.
Say. You're welcome.
Wow, well, thank you very much. That was really nice, Gil. They didn't hurt you too bad. They didn't attack you too bad. But Gil said he was sorry. Gil said he was sorry, so he gave up, put his hands up. He gave up. He's right here with the white flag. He's waving the white flag, ladies. So, you know, don't y'all call up and attack him. He's waving the white flag. He's given up. He surrendered. Gil has surrendered. But wait a minute, I got a caller that I think is going to support him a little bit. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio 2601.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, wait a minute now. Are you here to fight for the right of the men in this community, or are you here to support these women?
Listen, I don't believe that being a leader has anything to do with gender. Because
Wait a minute. You're not helping Gil, is what you're saying.
No, I support both sides of this, but I don't believe it has anything to do with a certain gender. We've had leaders that were male and female. And I believe that anybody has the potential to become a leader, but you have to believe that you could become a leader. And I believe that a good leader is somebody that's also willing to be led. You know, because you have to be open to new ideas and to new concepts. You know, but I just wanted to basically, you know, get that out there. And I wanted to commend the work that they're doing at the Mad Dads. You know, these people are pillars in our community. You know, the other thing, too, is like you can't put, you know, even though we have these leaders, you can't expect them to be perfect. Nobody on this earth is perfect. The only person ever perfect was God. You understand what I mean? So it's about how you face your adversities, too, as a leader. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't expect for my leaders to not ever, you know, do something that's maybe be out of the society feels is something that's out of the ordinary, you know, because we all made mistakes. But how are you dealing with those adversities? You know, because as a leader, people are looking at that, too. You know, and
well, you
so know. Go ahead.
You know, as I just want to ask you something. What are the main qualities you look for when you look at a leader? What are those main qualities that you look for?
When I look for a leader, first of all, I think that a good leader is somebody, like I said, that's willing to be led. But you also have to be leading people the right way. Whatever it is that you're leading, it has to be according to, you know, what you believe is right, you know, because just like in the position there with you at the Mad Dads, you know, but you have a spiritual side too that you're in tune with. So, you know, when you're leading people, you have to lead them around those morals and ideas too. You know, so I look for somebody that if they're going to lead, they're going to be leading in, you know, in that aspect like that. You know, I don't want somebody to be leading and then as soon as we leave say, hey, man, well, let's go get a drink or something. You know, I want somebody that's going to be feeding me that knowledge, that's going to be feeding me that spiritual growth and stuff like that, even though I have to grow individually as an individual myself. But I'm, you know, I'm always open to people's ideas and concepts, you know.
Hey, well, thanks. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in. He's listening to Blog Talk Radio. He talked about leadership, and I wanted to mention, Gil, trustworthy leaders must have pure motives. Commitment separates the doers from the dreamers. Vision is essential. You can't seize what you can't see, and leaders must be faithful over time and flexible with their schedules. Leadership and responsibility must be shared according to the giftedness that you have, and leaders must understand their resources before they plan their journey, and leaders must be secure enough to handle conflict, criticism, and confrontation. Gil, your thoughts?
I think that's summed it all up in a nutshell. I think today's leaders lack a lot of those qualities. You know, once, you know, like, you can have a vision, but you might not have the essential necessary tools that you need to all lay up here and act your vision. You might not have the proper people. Because I understand being in community service in a nonprofit organization and stuff, you know, and you're working inside the community. You're working off inside people who are opposing what you want to do because you're trying to do something better. They're trying to do something deceitful. So once you're off into that company and stuff, you have to be versatile enough to accept your vulnerabilities. Because you're not going to know everything. You're not going to have the perfect people in the perfect situation at all perfect times. You know, you're going to have to be flexible enough to understand that you will have to bend sometimes to things that don't necessarily coincide with what you're about. So a lot of our leaders are inflexible. A lot of our leaders, they don't educate themselves into the vision that they want to go. Because you can be a very educated man. But they say, like, you can have all the sense in the world, but you don't have no mother wit. You don't have no compassion. You know, you don't have any communicable skills in order to lay up here and have other people become receptive to what you're trying to put out there. So I think that what you just read is one of the stumbling blocks to a whole lot of our leaders. You know, because, you know, you can be very articulate. You can lay up here and make them very beautiful speeches and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have any practical sense. You don't know how to imply nothing. That's like being able to talk about a gardening, but you don't know how to plant nothing.
Wow, that's insightful. Gil Beggett, we're going to take the last 2 minutes. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads. We're going to take final thoughts. Just give yourself about 20 seconds to say something. We're going to go right to 5270. Your final thoughts, ma'am or sir. Blog Talk Radio, 5270. Are you there? 5270. Are you there?
He's just listening.
Okay. We're going to go right to 7860. Your final thoughts for the show.
Well, we'd just like to say that we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to express our opinions, and we really appreciate it. We need to hold on my Mad Dads in the utmost respect. And before we like to go, we'd just like to say one thing. I'm every woman. It's all
good
with me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
I do it naturally.
Okay.
Bye, Gil.
That's what I'm talking about.
We love that. Okay, 8339, your last thoughts before we go.
I was just overwhelmed. And I thank you, VJ, and I thank you, Gil Baggett, for being leaders in my life to change my outcome from a negative to a positive perspective.
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. Our next call, 4630. You got the last few seconds here.
Okay, so basically, the message I was trying to get across today was if you're not born a leader, a natural leader, and you've had followers your whole life, if you plan to become a leader, then you need to make sure that you're following successful, powerful eagles. You know, because eagles soar and, and chickens lay eggs. You know what I'm saying?
Chickens lay eggs.
Chickens lay eggs.
Come on.
I love that one.
Thank you, my brother. Our last caller, 2601, take us out. What's your last final thought, sir?
Yeah, I just want to say that, I just appreciate you, the work you're doing over there at the Mad Dads. You're leading them brothers in a positive direction. But just, you know, we can't put, people put too much faith in men. We got to have faith in God. We can't put all our faith in man.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio. My man just said it clearly. On behalf of myself and Gil Baggett, your final thoughts, sir?
Hey, my final thoughts is that today will be televised, you know? So be the best person that you can be today, because tomorrow somebody's going to throw it back up in your face.
And what do you want to say, last words about the women, Gil?
I want to say that I love all you women and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I remember I was just playing the devil's advocate on this part of the show. VJ was playing the good guy. Don't attack me in the street.
He's the dark brother. If you do, he's the dark brother. He ain't the light-skinned one. But, you know, let me just share with you. This has been great. It's really been a blessing to be a part of Blog Talk Radio. We really feel that in this Blog Talk Radio situation, we have really had an opportunity to bless a lot of folks. And so continue to listen to us. Continue to chime in on us. Continue to be a part of this great, wonderful, wonderful, awesome time of just reaching out to the community and just reaching out to our listeners and letting them know how we feel about the work that we do. You know, we have a support group. Tell them a little bit about what happens on Tuesday night, Gil.
Tuesday night, we all come together as one, and we talk about the issues that have affected us throughout the week. We try to live in, share whatever resources that become available to us during the process of the week, and we bless the food that we are served by parishioners inside of the group. We have guest speakers that come in and they talk about the different things that immediately affected us as a community.
And you know what's really good about that is people get an opportunity to do their testimonies. And I don't know how we got 12 more minutes left. How did that happen? But anyway, we'll take that 12 minutes, and we'll keep working with it. But we're going over our time. They gave us 12 extra minutes. Why did they do that, Gil? We don't know. We're going to talk for 12 more minutes, though. Gil, how has that group changed your life, though?
I think this group has changed my life in because it allowed me the autonomy to lay up here and be who I am. You know, it allowed me to lay up here and feel safe sharing some of the things that was causing me grief, causing me to withdraw from my community. It helped me to understand a lot about myself, that the things that I was going through were just not an individual path, that other people have gone down that path, and that these other people could make me understand with clarity because they've experienced it. They made me understand with clarity exactly what I needed to do and what steps I needed to follow in order to lay up here and unclog my thinking.
Well, we're going to call it a quits on this show. I just thank you very much for listening to Blog Talk Radio. We really appreciate everyone that listened in. I want to thank all our callers for calling in. I want to thank you very much. And remember, go to our website, www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. Let me say it again, www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. MadDads.org. On behalf of all the folks down there in Mississippi, way down, where in Mississippi, Gil?
They are in Hattiesburg. And Monticello.
Hattiesburg and Monticello, Mississippi. Gil, did you know this? The cellular phone was invented in Jackson, Mississippi by a black man.
No.
Yes, sir. I've got his picture, and he went to college in Mississippi. He invented the cell phone.
Amen.
In Mississippi. I don't know why Gil didn't get none of that money, but you know what. Well, anyway, we're going to talk to you later. We'll tune in next week, same time, same place. God bless you.